Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about check your finances before you make any expansion plans. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And we're affiliate with the Shop Caterpillar. Are you guys looking for great Caterpillar apparel, hats, shirts, shoes, you name it, anything with a cat logo, they got it. Go to this website, which is an affiliate link, pushing you to the website at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. If you belong from the construction industry, you will experience many incidents when you are unable to implement a plan due to shortage of finances. If you do not have a significant money, it will be very hard for you to grow as a businessman. Many people who were not able to hold their business got drowned. A few lucky ones made it, but the ones who have managed his or her finances well made it to the top. This industry offers a lot to those men and women who really deserve it and punishes those who are not organized and do not know how to play wisely with their money. Through the requirements of finance, it is all throughout the life of the business, but you may feel that you need more when you seek for expansion. This is when you will see the need to turn up to people whom you feel can lend you money. As a matter of fact, it will be hard for you to find anyone who would be ready to lend you the much needed money. The financial institutes may want more collateral, and most possible, you got to keep your business as collateral with them. A few important pointers that one must take into consideration before it is a finally deciding to expand their construction business. Number one, expanding their business to a new city. When you think you are setting up a business in a new city, you find the need to be sure that you will be able to control it remotely. Since you will not be present always, you need to place someone who can manage things in your absence and keep you in the loop for slightest of things. You also need to make sure if you will be able to cope up with the infrastructure costs involved to set up an office in a different city. There, you should not be a huge influx of funds from existing business to the new business, or it may result in a collateral chaotic conditions where you have to end up churning either of your businesses. Basically, hurting both businesses could affect you if you expand wrongly. Next, taking too many projects. Getting enough projects is always a good sign, but taking too many projects that you find difficult to handle should be avoided. Alternatively, for every new project that you take, you have to allocate some funds to take care of the expenses. If you have too many projects in hand and not enough money to meet the expenses, it will lead to disaster. You may eventually have to give away a few projects after incurring a good deal of losses. Other than that, it will also hit you hard on the relationship aspects that you hold with your clients. The losses will be manifold. It will be prudent to inspect your finances before you commit on a project. And lastly, a sound financial strategy offers help. Running a successful business requires a lot of planning to be done. Understanding the needs of the project and comparing it with the resources you have in hand can help you prepare a better plan. A sound and down-to-the-earth strategy will often turn out to be helpful. Again, if you got any questions about this article or any other ones, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.